to Bill Dundabakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Representative Denton Zupke from Watford City, North Dakota. Was their monies and their business model dependent on industrial water supply, or was it because the demand was so great and there wasn't the infrastructure out there for the private businesses that the municipality saw an opportunity to sell out there? Or again, was it based on the business model to pay back loans?
You're kind of right on all points, actually. The private industry had not actually, and that'll be a source of contention because the privates will say, hey, we had it all taken care of, but they really didn't. Those cities had been selling water for a number of years already, trying to help with that need. Everybody was kind of doing whatever they could to bring this development on, and obviously there was some money to be made too, because oil companies were screening for water so that they could frack oil wells. So, it all just kind of developed as that came along, where cities were responding to need, private businesses were responding to need, but at the same time, we had this huge need for domestic water out there, and it became one of the few sources of repayment, because typically, a rural water project in western North Dakota, well, I shouldn't say western North Dakota, most any place in North Dakota, receives about 75% grant dollars, and that's the only way they can cash flow. And repay is just being left with about 25% of that debt. Otherwise, they just don't cash flow. So no one was offering 75% grant dollars to any of those entities in western North Dakota because they didn't have the money or felt that the money was obligated in other areas. So that is why the industrial water was being sold, is to compensate for the fact that they weren't getting that 75% grant dollars. So when that whole project came together, certainly Tioga had indebtedness, the McKenzie County Water Resource District had indebtedness, and so in order for us to turn over those industrial sales, our debt had to go with it, because we were using those industrial sales to pay existing debt for infrastructure that we had put in the ground back in 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Does WAS have loans out from the bank right now? I mean, when I talk to the private side, and the private side says WAS is missing payments, going bankrupt. I talked to Jared Wirtz from the Western Area Water Supply, WAS, and he says, nope, we're not missing any payments. In fact, we've been prepaying. I mean, those are two completely different answers. Where are the finances right now for this project? I know that when it originally started, it was like $250 million. Now it's up to $400 million.
Well, on the industrial side, WAS owes about $163 million. And I am not, on the domestic side, WAS really doesn't have any debt, because those domestic loans are pushed out to the member entity that is receiving the benefit. So in other words, if we do in the last interim, we received some grant dollars and we received some loan dollars. All of those loans got pushed out to member entities. So they're not really Western Area Water Supply Authority's responsibilities. It's more like McKenzie County Water Resource District responsibility. We had about a $5 or $6 million project that was built, and we have to make those payments. So you have to kind of draw a line in the sand as to, in 2013, I'm quoting the year here, and I'm not exactly sure when we passed that legislation, but the state of North Dakota, in order to mitigate this issue that was between the independent water suppliers and Western Area Water Supply, they said, here's what we'll do. We'll draw a line in the sand, and we'll say from this point forward, the state of North Dakota will be responsible for those industrial water sales. We'll sweep that revenue from WAS, and we'll direct it onto those industrial loans. And we're going to try and make Western Area Water Supply Authority a domestic entity, and they just have to worry about the domestic water sale. And I believe it was Senate Bill 2233 in the 2013 session that did that.
It does become a little bit complicated when WAS is its own political subdivision, and then from there you even break it down further from the industrial to the, industrial and residential. It's almost like they've got two different directions they can go. If one side is performing poorly, well, they can just point to the other side and vice versa. It seems like you have to ask more questions in order to get to where the overall health of the organization is. So how is the overall health? If you were to combine the residential and combine the industrial, one you said doesn't have any debt and the other one does have debt. Is that how it breaks down, or is it really looked at as an overall, this is Western Area Water Supply? Does the bank look at it like that, or does the bank look at it from the industrial and the domestic?
Well, along with that agreement that we made to not use our franchise protection, you have to understand that I'm going to focus on McKenzie County Water Resource District. They had turned over their industrial sales to Western Area Water Supply Authority, so we no longer had that revenue.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Representative Denton Zupke, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
It set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Man should have seen it coming, a hatchet and a butcher block. But she was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Slam in the pot, where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street. Cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energy Services.com.